friends, and welcome to another edition of Spider-Man, the Animated Series Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Robson, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my brother, comic book artist, and all-around friendly neighborhood guy. It's Mr. Will Robson. Say hello, Will.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm right. I've just had breakfast, and now I'm sipping on some iced green tea and lemon, which is very nice.
Very nice. I made Gordon Ramsay's scrambled eggs for breakfast this morning.
I don't rate the look of his scrambled eggs.
Well, I didn't add any creme fraiche or anything, but it's all about it. But it's putting in that pot and how you whisk that shit and how you get it going.
He loves a lot of chives, doesn't he?
Yeah, I didn't put any of those in. I just did, like, some seasoning, salt and pepper and stuff like that. They're very fluffy and they're very nice. I don't add milk and all that crap. I can't stand that.
Gone off eggs recently. Anyway, welcome to a podcast about Spider-Man.
Yeah, they were talking about our breakfast. Well, let's talk about...
We're like hobbits. It's like, and they chatted about their breakfast.
Actually...
One like Gordon Ramsay.
Here's how we can do a little segue. Perfect segue. For breakfast, you occasionally have ham, and we're talking about Spider-Man, but we're also talking about Spider-Ham!
Who has ham for breakfast?
Bacon.
Oh, I see.
Pork. Pork products. Spider-Ham, you got something to tell us.
Yes, I am the artist on Spider-Ham miniseries coming from Marvel.
Which is a book that hasn't been out in how many years? In his own
32 money? Years since he's had a series.
So my age!
Yes. He's had some little, like, one-shot comics.
Right.
But nothing more than past a single issue, so.
So, that's pretty cool because, I would assume this is the case that he's got his own running series now, his own title series, because of Spider-Verse and his popularity increasing.
Yeah, it's not an ongoing series, but I would assume how popular he was in Spider-Verse is the reason why he's now getting his own series.
Right. So what's it like drawing Spider-Ham?
It's great. It's like weirdly the most Marvel thing I've ever drawn. Even though I'm drawing everybody as animal characters, I get to draw like J. Jonah Jameson and Aunt May. And all of like these classic characters, and we go to like the Daily Bugle and swinging around New York City.
Isn't it called the Daily Beagle, right?
Yeah, it's called the Daily Beagle. He's J. Jonah Jackal, and I think she's Aunt Porker or something like that.
Okay.
Because he's Peter Porker and stuff like that. Aunt Ham or something like that, I can't remember.
Oh, that's great. Aunt Ham is pretty good.
But it's oddly the most like Marvel thing I've ever drawn in my life. Because I think it has to do with the thing that there's total freedom of continuity. You know, we don't have to play off of other people's, like, this character's dead, or this character looks like this now, and this character quit his job, and all this other stuff. It's just straight up
and
Marvel
even though,
goodness.
Even though, you said you were drawing these characters as animals, you've been telling me that it's, like, the most classic Spider-Man situation. Like, he's working at the Daily Bugle, he's with Aunt May, J. Jonah Jameson, you've got villains.
J. Jonah Jameson. Thanks.
Yeah, and you've got other Marvel characters. It's, like, classic Marvel stuff that we miss. At least I really miss it in comics these days, where they're like,
do.
He's dead, or you can't use them anymore, or she's gone, or he's on another planet. It's like, fuck that. I would just want Spidey at the Daily Bugle, taking pictures, being a web-slinging, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, and catching the bad guys. That's what I
agree.
Want
I think this is what's missing in Marvel today, if I have to be honest, is... So many people are not allowed to touch certain characters because, I mean, even in the Spider-Ham book, we were going to do a certain character in a few issues, but editorial said you can't do that because these characters can't do this type of thing that you're trying to do. You're trying to be very vague about this.
Yep.
And that's annoying because they're like, because of this current book and stuff like that. And I just hate that, to be honest. I think the idea of like everything, does anybody out there, I would really like to know, who out there is really a stickler for everyone is in a certain place in the Marvel universe. Like, you can't just have like Reed Richards pop into this book even if he's like on another galaxy in his own book. Like, do people get really angry about that continuity?
Well, didn't you
because
have some...
I personally don't care.
Yeah, didn't you have some grief for that with Future Foundation?
We did. Oh, fucking Future Foundation was a big bloody headache. Oh my god. Not in terms of drawing it. Well, that it was that as well, but just the people being like, hey, the Maker is in Absolute Carnage, but he was also in Future Foundation. Explain, Marvel. And then the worst thing is, like, Marvel Editorial doesn't care. They don't pay attention, all this crap. I'm like, they pay so much attention. If you just wait to read the fucking book, you'll see what the fuck is going on. Oh, But the fact that people get angry about that is so stupid. Like, I would rather just pick up a comic and be like, in this issue of Amazing Spider-Man, he teams up with Daredevil for 3 issues. And, like, that's fine. Like, it mm-hmm. doesn't have to tie into Daredevil. What they used to do is they used to be like, they used to maybe say something like, hey, this reminds me of the time I teamed up with Spider-Man. And it's like, hey, if you want to read that, go read Amazing Spider-Man number 3. Like,
yeah, which, because we also read some Spawn 300, and Spawn does that a lot, I noticed, because I've been reading other Spawn issues where he'll reference something and it will say, like, read issue 195 of Spawn.
Yeah.
You know, and
I mean, Marvel still does that to a sense, but it's just the idea that there's so many characters. I think the whole universe needs a reboot, in my opinion. I think you start fresh, everybody's like normal, so everyone can tell the stories that they always wanted to and the stories you want to read. Like, from an artist's point of view, that's why I'm having so much fun in Spider-Man, because I'm getting to draw classic stuff. It's the stuff you think of as a kid. Like, in issue 2, it opens with Spider-Man swinging through New York City. He's in his classic costume. It's like, that's all you'd ever ask to
do. That's right. You're not only drawing the animal versions, but you're also drawing, actually, you're drawing Spider-Man, aren't you?
Yeah, he's not in a lot in the first issue, but he's a big part of it. It's a team-up.
Which is so cool, and I cannot wait to see your Spider-Man and other characters. I'm excited to see all your animal versions, don't get me wrong, but you've had a chance to draw Spider-Man in the past with Spider-Man and Deadpool, and using him in things like, what was that X-Men book you did, the
Typhoid Mary.
Typhoid Mary, exactly. And
over but if you look at both those books, I'm still just trying to find how to draw Spider-Man, and yes. Recently... I think I figured it out, so I'm really...
You have. From what you've shown me, I'm really excited. And I think you figured it out as well when you did that cover of Spider-Man and Deadpool standing over those dead bodies. I can't remember what book that
was. Yeah, that was for Spider-Man and Deadpool as well.
But I love that cover, and that Spider-Man... you know I like the really bright blue over the mm-hmm. dark blue.
Yeah, I know. I agree.
And it was so Marvel versus Capcom, but your own style as well. And it just, you belong in the Spider-Man universe. You really do.
I agree.
So.
I agree. It's what I've always wanted to do. It's where I want to stay. It's the most Marvel-y thing that I can possibly do is drawing Spider-Man. He's the best Marvel character, so I want to stick.
Yeah, there's a reason we do a fucking podcast about him, really.
It's like, I love Punisher and I love Captain America, and they're some of my favorite characters, but... When I think about, like, who would, if you had to choose one character to draw for the rest of your life, it'd be Spider-Man, because it's so versatile, mm-hmm. it's iconic, and, yeah, it's just childhood.
Yeah, and you've also, I mean, obviously, you're no longer on Future Foundation, you're on Spider-Ham now, but you did do issue 3, and that, I don't know when that's coming
out. No, I did 6 pages in issue 3.
Oh, 6 pages. And
when I say Future Foundation was a headache before, it's only because this whole story was built up for so long, and then the higher-ups of Marvel cancelled it. Just from issue 1, because it didn't hit the sales target, so that let everybody down. And also, just it was a team book, and team books are really hard to draw because there's so many characters,
yeah,
of all different shapes and sizes, and they're all talking with each other, and it's a fucking hassle. Like, it is a lot of work drawing a team book. And I mean, now, like, drawing Spider-Ham, it's just such a different feel, and yeah, it's great. Like, if Marvel came to me and said, hey, the Spider-Ham book did really well, we're going to do an ongoing, do you want to draw? I'd be like, yes, I'm very happy to do that. Because it's
absolutely.
Just, like I said, it's weird. I'm drawing a ham, like a pig, Spider-Man, and my dog's freaking out. He's like, I love Spider-Ham.
Yeah. We're talking about serious stuff here, but we're talking about Spider-Ham, okay?
She's behind the curtains, and all I can see is a little feet and butthole sticking out. She's going like, wow.
She's a little Peter Porker, isn't she?
Yeah, she is a little spider ham. Look at that butt. It's just a silhouette of her butt through the curtains.
And in other news with your comic book stuff, because just for all listeners' sake, this episode's a little different because usually, obviously, we'll have an episode review or be interviewing a cast member or one of the creatives from Spider-Man the Animated Series. But this time we're just going to have some chat. Like, we love geeky stuff and we have loads of news. I wanted to really talk about your comic book news as well. And yeah, so today is a bit of a special edition episode, if you want to call it that. And we'll be going through some Marvel movie news and other stuff that's happening, some comic book stuff, and just have a general chit chat.
To add to my Spider-Ham stuff, it's written by Zeb Wells, who's doing an amazing job. He is a writer, and I don't know if he's a director or if he was just a writer on a lot of Robot Chicken. Mm. And he worked on the Robot Chicken Star Wars specials, which are my favorite of the Robot Chickens. And he's just a generally nice guy. And I've been lucky with writers recently asking me, like, you cool with me doing this and that and stuff? And, like, having an open communication with them. And it's something that I haven't had in this business yet, so it's really nice. And, yeah, he seems like a solid dude. And the book's going to be out, I think, in December, if I'm not mistaken.
Mistaken.
Yeah. Did I not say mistaken?
No, you said mistaking.
I did say it, right? Yeah, I have backup.
It's like you have your own, like, recorder there. Where it's like,
no. She just looked over the sofa and was like, you are not mistaken.
So, yeah, besides all of your Spider-Ham stuff, which is really cool, and I'm very excited to see that when it comes out in December, you've got Future Foundation issue 3. You've done those 6 pages, and there's a character.
And I will say that the 6 pages are very dope.
Yes, they are, and there's a character. I'm very excited you got to draw.
If you like Marvel history and the 90s, and just...
Well, and most people that listen to this podcast love the 90s because we review a show from the 90s.
That's true. And I do, since we've revealed that Ricky Barnes is in the comic now, who is the Nomad, the female version of Bucky Barnes that was created by Rob Liefeld, mm-hmm. we go into a history bit. So, you know, if you're doing history about Bucky Barnes, there's another character that usually is associated with that. Who I drew the shit out of. I think that's some of my best work I've ever done.
Yep. Yeah, I'm really pumped for that. And I'm going to... Usually I buy your issues through Comixology, but I'm going to go out and actually buy the floppy version of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I also want to get that Spider-Man cover, the one I was talking about earlier.
I think I have a comp of it.
Do you have a comp of it? Because I would love to just have that. That's a really cool cover that I want to own. Okay, so besides your Spider-Ham stuff, like I was saying before, you've also had some recent Image stuff that's paid off, haven't you? You've had a little gift in the mail.
Yes.
What you get?
I got, if anybody looked at my social media recently, and I'm holding up to the camera and no one can see this, so I don't even know why I'm doing this.
Well, but, I'd like to look at it.
It's Tom McFarlane has released, they're called the Spawn Bum Bums. Because they have little tuckuses on the back. And it's so weird to look at. It's my drawing that I created, or co-created, of a character from Spawn Kills Everybody, which is a spawn baby, which is the things that he pooped out his butt. And they're little, like, they almost look like, what's that candy that's shaped like this in America?
Candy corn?
No, they're like gummy slightly, almost like a fruit pastel.
Oh man! And they're called
like dollops or something like that.
Oh yeah, they are like something like
drops or
something
like that.
That's gonna drive me mad! Oh my god!
Crap! But
yeah,
there's something you get like on Halloween where you're like, meh, old people.
Candy. Well, you get candy corn on Halloween as well.
I liked candy corn, but
did you? You're such an old man. I liked candy corn.
Did you see that video where someone was like, "It's called candy corn," and they stacked up and they made it look like corn on the cob?
No.
Because they all point together and they go around just like bits of corn, and someone made like, they're like, that's why it's called candy corn. I was like, mind blown.
Such a useless piece of knowledge. Anyway.
This toy's out and it's really cool. And yeah, I don't know where you can get them.
It's just amazing to me that you created a character for Todd McFarlane. You created the look of this character. And
for Tom McFarlane, who's my personal hero.
Yes, exactly. And now you're holding the toy version. You've had a character made into an action figure.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I mean, I wouldn't call it an action figure because
sure, there is.
I
no mean, action.
It can move its hands a little bit, like hey.
But okay, it's the legs, like, it's much like all of those pop figures, isn't it?
I think that's what he was going for. I think it's supposed to be like a pop vinyl type thing.
Yeah,
it's just a big time toy. That's all it is.
Big time doy.
He sent me 24 of them, but so, you know, why don't we do a giveaway?
You want to do a giveaway?
Why not?
Well, what do you want to do?
On the Spider-Man animated series podcast. I don't know. We'll have a contest or something.
All right. Well, I'll think of something. That's really cool of you to do that. I didn't think you'd. Okay. Yeah. I'm up for it.
I've got 24 of them. Like, what, fucking.
Well, one of them's for me, so you got 23.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we'll do a giveaway on the podcast for one of them.
That's fucking awesome. Okay, well, why don't you think of an idea of what you want to do for a giveaway.
Actually, I should do that for my YouTube as well.
You're like, never mind. go to my YouTube if you want to win. All right, well, just, I tell you what, come up with a plan, because it's obviously off the cuff, and then we can announce it, and yeah, if you want to give some away, that's really cool.
Okay.
All right, so moving on then, even though we're not doing our normal episode, we still love to do it. Do you want to do a little Kingpin and Spade?
Yeah, yes, always.
Okay, let's do it.
Another important operation, Smythe.
You will do as you are told. My name is Alistair Smythe.
Seems the new Alistair is just as disappointing as the old.
A crime lord known as the Kingpin.
As you should know, Smythe, in spite of my size, I have the agility of a cat. It is time for me to cut my losses and make a change.
All right, this episode's Kingpin and Smythe scenario has been written in by listener Paul Hill.
And oh, I know Paul Hill.
You do indeed. And Paul has
written
in...
Can you hear Bubba snoring, by the way?
No, not really.
Okay.
It just adds to the Kingpin and Smythe scenario-ness.
Yes, little crime is asleep. She's dreaming of criminal activity.
It was the night before criminal day, and all was silent except for crime, who was snoring.
She's dreaming about the little crime she's left through the Chrysler building.
Oh, yeah, I can hear a little now. It doesn't matter, whatever. Okay, so Paul's scenario is, Smythe and Kingpin decide to sell their spider slayers at a car boot sale. Now, for all listeners that are outside of the UK, we have what's called a car boot sale here, boot being the trunk of a car as well. And instead of having, what, garage sales like we used to have in America, we take our cars, we chuck a bunch of crap we don't want in the back of the boot, we drive it out to a field, and there's a bunch of cars in the field, and you walk around, and you sell your stuff, and you haggle, and it's just like going to like
it's
a garage sale.
It's just a portable, yeah, garage sale. It's because many people in Britain don't have garages, that's why.
Exactly. So, that's them. So, first of all, they've got to, like... I guess they're going to take a trailer full of spider slayers, because it's not like they're going to chuck it in the boot, is it?
Yeah, they're like, right, Spade, we're going to a car boot sale. It's like, oh, sir, this is America. I don't think there is such thing. It's a car boot sale.
What? Also, we're in Manhattan.
Well, we can't have people. There's no fucking garage for the Chrysler building. I'm not going to have people coming in the building. Look, we'll set one up. We'll find a field. We'll go. I bought a bit of land on Central Park, and we'll go set up there. And
what, New York and America's first car boot sale? Just so they can get rid of the spider slayers.
Yeah, high bidders only. So then you have people like Dr. Chips, like, oh, I got some things that I need to sell. Yes, I will come to that.
And oh my God, I love the idea. I love the idea of all the villains coming and getting rid of all their junk.
Yeah, like, there's just like Hobgoblins like on his glider, like looking like past all like the tables that's for sale, like slowly, like,
No, don't want it, no. I was just going a bit Joker there, but...
So they park up, and Kingpin gets out, and he's like, right, Smythe. He's like, I brought us some chairs. He's like, sir, I literally...
I could pick you up and put you in the chairs. No, it's fine. I'm very happy about
it. It's one of
chairs.
Those crappy fold-out plastic chairs.
Yeah, that's it. He's holding up the fold-out chairs. Yeah. He's like,
right, fold-out chairs. Right, I've made us a little picnic, Smythe. So let's see what we got here. We got some scotch eggs and some pies.
Once again, in America.
Yeah.
How did you get them, sir? I have my ways.
I'm going to have the money from what we make today to pay off all of the imports that I've just got to get my nice little pork pies and pork scratchings.
So they're sitting there eating their finger sandwiches. Kingpin's had about 20 of them.
He's like, well, I haven't had 20. I think I've had actually 5 because they're cut into fours, you see, so... Cucumber sandwiches. I'm licking his fingers. Most thank you.
Meanwhile,
the champagne, Smythe. Yeah, champagne, sir.
But Smythe wouldn't even be able to enjoy that, because Smythe would be forced to sell the spider slayers. And I can see people going up and be like, what's it do?
It slays Spider-Man.
Are you still alive, mate?
Yes, it's 40.
Well, if it's 40, then I'm not going to pay top dollar for it.
How much for it, mate? Because there's an English guy in a boot sale, obviously, in America. Because some bloke was like, oh, living in America, like, oh, boot sale, right, we're going. It's like, he's like, it's about $7 million. Give you £5, mate.
£5, not even dollars, $5.
Well, that's like $7 million, isn't it? Exchange rate.
You're crazy, buddy.
What's your name? My name's Tottenham Derek. Love
Tottenham. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sell it for any less than $6 million. It took me a lot of work, and we'll take it. $5, sold.
Look, we got to make sales. We brought it all the way here, Spike. Everything must go, yes.
Yeah, Kingpin just wants
to... So what does this guy take away, this Spider Slayer, Tottenham Derek, who loves the football team Tottenham?
Takes it.
It's like a blue Spider Slayer. He's like, yeah, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to paint number 10 on it, and I'm going to put the back name Kane on it. It's my little Spider Kane, and it's going to fucking smash Chelsea this weekend. It's their new goalie.
Oh my, I just love like Kingpin going, right, we're having a clear out, we're getting rid of all these bloody spider slayers, they don't work, get rid of them, Spider. But sir, I spent so much time, I don't want to hear it. Sell them to whoever wants them. I mean, I could see someone at the end of the day where there's one Spider Slayer left because it means the most to Smythe. Like, maybe it's his first one.
The
Black Widow, right? So he's like, no, I'm not selling it for anything less than $6 million. And at the end of the day, Smythe, like, has to go, I don't know, he goes off to the toilet or something, and Kingpin's like, who wants this for free? Get it, it's going now.
And he's like, did you sell it, sir? He's like,
yes, $6 million I got for it. Oh, we did really well. Today, you know, we made $6,057 today, so it's been very good.
But nice. I can see Kingpin trying to get all of the stuff, like have a big clear out, but he goes to the car boot sale and he can't help but get into the deals.
So, ooh,
he goes over to Dr. Octopus's booth.
Yeah. What is this?
Hello, Kingpin, what do you want to buy today?
Well, what is this contraption here? Oh, this kills Spider-Man. Oh, well, I need that. $10 million.
Do you want...
Yes, sure.
It's just like a loo roll, like that shoots like toilet paper.
He's like, I will kill Spider-Man with this.
And then he's like, would you like to trade with Spider Slayers? And Dr. Octopus was like, no, those are pieces of shit. I don't want those. Get rid of it. Oh, that'd be so good. I love all the idea of the villains there, like Mysterio selling his, like, holocubes, or holocube? What are they called? Something cubes. Oh, my God. I just called
it holocubes.
Are they holocubes? Oh, yeah, because a hologram. Yeah, they are called holocubes. I was just thinking of, like, holocubes. I don't know why, but it didn't sound right. That's how he sells them. He's like, who wants some of my...
Hey, yo, my name is Mysterio.
Getting some of my holocubes, yo.
No one can touch my flow.
Where, what...
In strange places you will go.
I was going to say something like that. What's this environment? I don't know. I'll
shoot you with my glove.
I wear a fishbowl, yo.
I got a fishbowl.
Because I'm a stereo.
What? I'm a stereo.
Holocubes. Holocubes. I'm doing a rap for Mysterio. The tangents we get on Smythe. Oh, it's such laughs in a car boot sale, isn't it, Smythe?
Oh, yes.
So, I could definitely see all of them having fun and a jolly day and actually not making any money, but Kingpin just accumulating a bunch of shit and then...
Yeah, fills up the garage with everyone else's shit.
Yeah. Well, those are Dr. Octopus.
And Jim Staff to sell it next boots. Next year's boots.
Better start making more of those.
I thought I told you to clear this out.
Yeah, exactly. He forgets he bought
it. You bought all of them. I don't remember buying 7 pairs of Love Heart pants.
Why is Craven's loincloth in here?
Yeah. Well, it's 100% cashmere, mate.
Oh, okay.
I think it's lion's mane.
So that's America's first car boot sale done by Kingpin and Smythe. I love it. So moving on, we've got some Spider-Man the Animated Series news, which is actually surprising considering the show hasn't been out in many years, so it's hard to get any new news. But Spider-Man the Animated Series is coming to Disney Plus.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I think I saw John Semper talking about that.
I did too, and not just Spider-Man, but X-Men the Animated Series, Fantastic Four, Incredible Hulk, and I think the Iron Man show. So
Silver Surfer is what I've seen.
Silver Surfer, yep. So all of those animated series from the 90s are going to be on Disney Plus, which is really cool. So
that's great.
Now,
do you think they'll be in HD?
That's what I was about to say. Do you think if they're in HD, does that mean that maybe we'll get a Blu-ray version of Spider-Man the Animated Series?
Maybe with just the streaming, but what's the deal? Because I thought now that they had Fox and everything, I thought that they had the rights to release it, or do they still not have that?
No, they do have the rights to release it. But that's been my hope.
Maybe they're going to gauge like how many people actually stream the show to see if it's worth it, an investment to actually produce a Blu-ray copy.
Yeah, because a remastered version of Spider-Man the Animated Series in Blu-ray would be really cool. And because they've done that with Batman the Animated Series, as you said, if there's a lot of views on Disney Plus, it would be so cool to have a reissued Spider-Man the Animated Series on Blu-ray with like special features, like with interviews with John Semper. There's so much cool stuff out there. I mean, granted, I want to have it all on our podcast, so if I see it in the special features, I'd be like, fuck! Now I'm not going to be able to get to talk about that because it's been published on DVD. But I think there's as we've done this podcast for almost 2 years now. We started in January of 2017.
No, 18.
Yeah, so almost 2 years now. It's like mid September, end of September. It's close enough, Smythe.
Is it 2018? Is that really the
first episode? Yes, that's when we did it. Yep.
Or was it this year we started?
No, dude. We did our 1 year anniversary this year, so that ain't.
Did we?
Yeah. Fucking hell, you're sidetracking me. My point is that I think there's so much cool content that they could have and special features. So yeah, if it does really well on Disney Plus, and we all know that anyone who listens to this podcast is definitely going to watch it on Disney Plus, which is great, because do you know what? The biggest thing for me right now is I'm so relieved because I have so many listeners, especially new ones, and I'm not complaining, but it is annoying because I get the same question. This is the question I get asked the most. Where can I watch Spider-Man the Animated Series? And I'm not some like gatekeeper. I don't know. I mean, I bought it on fucking DVD through eBay and spent like 200 quid on the series because it's limited edition because it went out of...
Why did you spend that much money?
This is when we first started, so it's an investment.
You are insane.
Yeah, well, how do you watch it then?
You actually spent £200 on the Spider-Man the Animated Series DVD?
Yeah, all the seasons, yeah.
In an old format?
Yeah, it looks really good, though.
I'll need to manage your money.
How do you watch it?
I have my ways.
Yeah, exactly, you sneaky Smythe. My friend
actually drew the cover of it, and he sent me a copy for free, so there you go.
Well, I own this limited edition DVD, and once it comes out on Disney Plus, it'll be fucking useless. So there we go.
I know, yeah, and if they release a Blu-ray, everyone's going to be like...
I know.
You should sell it. If a Blu-ray gets announced, sell that shit.
Yeah. Sell that shit for sure.
Get your money back.
Who wants it? Who's listening? I'll take it.
It's like Kingpin's boot sale. Yeah.
£3.
Oh, isn't this the show from the 90s? Yes, I want $200.
Jesus.
Not dollars. Pounds.
Pounds?
Yeah.
You are ridiculous. What £200 could get you? A lot of things, man. You could buy a computer and stream Spider-Man the Animated Series for free.
Is that what you do?
No, I told you, I have a free copy from my friend.
Me. Your friend, me. All right, so, moving on from that before I get more financial critiques from you.
You're like, I spent £700 this morning on just someone's toenail. I think it's, fuck.
What, Tom Holland's toenail?
I was trying to think of voice actor's name of Spider-Man in the show.
Christopher Daniel Baum.
Yes, yeah, Christopher Daniel Baum, that's it.
So, all right, moving on with more Spidey news, not animated series related, though. So, as we know, Tom Holland's Spider-Man is no longer part of the MCU, but there is something that makes me interested with what they've...
Is this the Apple thing?
Well, they've been teasing Apple thing. What are you talking about?
Have you not heard about that?
Well, let me go first, and then you give me something afterwards.
All right.
So, they've been talking about doing...
That's what she said.
They've been talking about doing a live-action Spider-Verse film. With
I think I told you about that originally, didn't I?
You did, and I've done some research, and you're absolutely right, there's been some teasers of it. So not just Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. And
if it's done well, it could be really fun.
It could be
the only
really
people
fun.
I would hire to do it, the people that made Spider-Verse.
Yes, I totally agree. Which are the Lego guys that originally produced it. I think it would be the one draw for me, now he's out of the MCU, to make me go, well, I'll go see that.
Yeah, and then you can, it would explain, if he can't go back to the MCU, explain that he's taken out of his universe, he's there with a bunch of other universes, it's messed everything up, he comes back, and there's no Avengers or anything like that.
Yeah.
They're gone, and that would explain a lot, and it'd be a fun way to do it, and everyone can move on happily from that. But the other news that I heard is that Apple is in the process of potentially buying Sony, and if that happens, they will give Spider-Man back to the MCU.
Where did you read this?
It's all over the place.
Is it really? I haven't seen this yet.
I've seen it four or five different times from news sources.
Wow. Holy shit. That would be amazing. Wouldn't you, buying Sony just to be like, and here you go, Disney.
But people are worried that if they buy Sony, that they're like, oh no, Apple's going to like ruin PlayStation. I was like, look, if the PlayStation becomes like as good of a product as Apple, great.
Even though you have
everyone,
no idea
everyone
how,
is always like,
but you have
like,
no idea
just
how
overpriced
to...
and everything. I'm like, well, it's not, because you're paying for something that lasts a long bloody time.
But you don't even know how to use an Apple product. You're useless, true. So you'll
I'm
be
like,
fine.
How do I move in this game? How do I shoot?
It's like it's Apple Control Z. I'm like,
where's the directional pad?
I just want to go forward.
So, yeah, I think a live-action Spider-Verse, in theory, sounds really fun. And you're right, it's a great excuse to reset him outside of the MCU and carry it on, if that's what they're going to do. Also,
and maybe a way that they could reset fucking Venom and shit.
They won't, though, because that's part of my news. Venom 2 is shooting this November. It's happening, whether we like it or not.
And I haven't seen this movie yet, and I had a chance to sit down and watch a movie the other day, and I saw it, and I was like, I just can't commit to seeing this movie.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of want you to watch it because I recently think that we've been pretty opposite in our opinions on movies sometimes, because we've always been aligned, but recently I've been like, that was great, and you watch it and you're like, no, I didn't like it. Or I'd be like, you know what, that was really bad, and you're like, why? I think it was good because of this. So maybe you'll end up liking Venom for all I fucking know.
I don't.
I want to say, without jinxing it, it's so bad, and I'm sorry for people out
Look,
there that
I love
it.
The character Venom, and I have in my head he's a particular way.
Yes.
From what I've heard and seen,
he ain't
that ain't Venom.
No, it's definitely not Venom at all. There's no Spider-Man. We've gone over this already, but it doesn't work. But anyway, it made loads of money, so they're doing another one. And Tom Hardy, obviously reprising his role as Eddie Brock in Venom. You've got What's-His-Face as Cletus Cassidy in Carnage. Fucking... he looks
Woody
like
Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson, and he looks like Sideshow Bob.
Harrelson's one of my favorite. Oh, you know how we were talking about actors the other day? I think this is on our other podcast, or maybe it was just when we were chatting in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah,
but we talked about like actors that you always watch something that they're in. One of those for me is Woody Harrelson. I really like him, so anything he's in, I'll always give a chance.
Yeah, that was one.
And nine times out of ten, I'm not disappointed by what he's in. So
that's a good point. Yeah, no, he's very good, but. Well, you can maybe check out Venom 2, because he's going to be Carnage, but he's got a big old red wig on and he looks really stupid.
Does he?
Yeah, he's in the end credits scene of Venom, and he looks like Sideshow Bob. Like, it's ridiculous.
Really awesome Venom.
Whilst you're looking that up, also, obviously, Andy Serkis, as I said, he's ridiculous.
Whoa, but do you know what? He looks like Cletus Cassidy, though.
Oh my god, he's too old, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think age really matters.
Like, my version of Cletus Cassidy, which was my first version, is from the animated series, and he's more of like a late 20s, early 30s, not Woody Harrelson, who's what, like 50-something?
I think it works. Like, I'm looking at it.
This is my point, dude.
That looks like Cletus Cassidy.
You and I are so different.
Look at that evil face right there.
You and I are so different now. He looks like Sideshow Bob out of The Simpsons. It's ridiculous.
But so does... Have you seen Cletus Cassidy back in the day when he had the big hair and shit?
Yes, I know. It just doesn't work for me. All right, well, you know what? You should see Venom 1 then, and maybe you'll like it for all I bloody know.
I should see it.
Yeah.
I just can't commit to it. Now, that's something I'm going to, like, catch on a plane sometime where I'm like, I cannot leave this place. All right, I'll watch Venom then to pass the time.
Yeah, probably. In other news with Spider-Man movies and stuff, people are championing online for Mark Hamill to play Dr. Octopus. Oh my god, listen to that snort. Jesus.
She's miles away on the sofa.
Well, she sounds like she's up against the microphone. Doesn't matter. So, Mark Hamill as Dr. Octopus, and someone did like a mock-up test of him as Doc Ock. He looks pretty good, man. I don't think he's... We talked about this. We cast Ian McShane as Dr. Octopus, which I think is a better choice. Mm-hmm. And Mark Hamill, we actually cast as Mysterio, which I think is a better choice, because it's like an actor that isn't as... Well, he's kind of big now, but, you know, he had that moment where he was only Luke Skywalker and nobody else wanted him, which is such a Mysterio type of thing. So he's like, I'll become a villain. Fuck him.
Well, he's a stunt. No.
Stunt man, true. But, yeah, I think it's a pretty decent choice. It'd be interesting if that happens, because I definitely think it could work and he could have fun with it. And you know what? If he does a German accent, I'm in. If Mark Hamill does like an evil...
I think there's better choices than Mark Hamill for Dr. Octopus.
Oh, I'm starting to like Mark Hamill as a German Dr. Octopus. I think that could work.
I think he'd be a bit too over the top.
So is Dr. Octopus. Dr. Octopus is over the top. He's... I mean, especially...
I don't get enough Dr. Octopus vibe from him, though. I get more of a Kirk Connors vibe from him.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad choice either.
Luke Skywalker as Kirk Connors, that's pretty cool. But Dr. Octopus, nah.
Yeah, but think about how evil he can be as the Joker and how over the top he can be as the Joker. So I think...
Yeah, I just don't want that, personally. You say Ian McShane, I'm like, that's who I want to see as Dr.
Yeah, I definitely want to see Ian McShane as Dr. Octopus. I just watched him in John Wick 3, which was just entertaining and fun because the action sequences. And Ian McShane in that is awesome. He's just great. He's just such a good bad guy. He just works so well. So more movie news. There will be no Avengers movie during Marvel's Phase 4. They're setting up all the new characters, so they're not going to do an Avengers film. We won't get an Avengers film until Phase 5, which is however many years away. So,
wow.
No Avengers, which is kind of crazy, actually, because they've always had an
Avengers. Fine, though. It's fine by me. I mean, they reached the pinnacle of those movies, and you do need to take a step back, otherwise you'll oversaturate them. So,
true.
That's totally fine by me.
Yeah. That is.
I just hope my Galactus fanboying comes true. Because I heard they mentioned Silver Surfer is a movie now.
That's my next thing. They've announced Silver Surfer is going to be a movie in the Marvel Universe.
I think that could end up being one of the best Marvel movies if it's done right. Because his story is so fascinating.
Yeah, do you think they're building up as Galactus being the big bad guy? Do you think he's
going to be... I fucking hope so. That's the only way you can go bigger than Thanos is you go... Like, Thanos wants to kill half the universe... This dude just wants to eat your fucking planet and everything on it. Like, he's coming.
Yeah, he wants
he's
to
coming.
Eat
He's coming. He's hungry. Yeah. That's like, me in a buffet. I'm just like, ah. I was like, no, save my planet. I shall save the Scotch egg planet.
Kingpin is Galactus. I think you're totally right. Galactus would be the obvious choice as the big bad guy. Did you see that someone was like...
And you can tie him with Guardians and the outside stuff and, like, you know... All of that stuff. Like,
yeah, people were talking about casting Liam Neeson as Galactus. I think that
I saw that. I'm like,
no,
I don't want just a giant schnoz in the sky.
Oh my god, he does have such a triangle sandwich of a nose, doesn't he?
Just make it CGI. Just make it a face. Like, it doesn't have to be a person or talk. It might. I know he does, but like in my head, Galactus is just like he's coming to eat your planet, and like you can't do anything.
And Silver Surfer's kind of like the warning before that, isn't he?
The Silver Surfer flies down on planets to see if it's worthy enough planet for him to eat.
Yeah.
But he tricks Galactus because he flies down mostly to planets that are uninhabited by life. And he's like, yep, you can eat this planet.
Right, okay.
Because there's no life on it. Like, he's trying to save lives. So he's trying to...
Yeah.
He's basically trying to trick Galactus down a path of eating uninhabited planets.
Yeah. No, I think that I hope that that's what they're doing. And if they're building up to that, it would make the most sense, right? They've got Silver Surfer. You have to have Galactus with Silver Surfer. If you don't have Galactus in that movie,
Silver Surfer first in the Guardians of the Galaxy as well. Like,
oh my god, and sounds Thor,
great,
and Thor as well.
Thor, yeah. Like, what's Thor going to do against Galactus?
Holy shit, that is so cool to think about. And then also, if you've got Galactus, if you've got Silver Surfer, you've got to have Fantastic Four coming.
Of course you do, Doom and all that stuff. To me, that sounds like what I want. That gets me really excited for like new Marvel stuff. Like, Galactus is coming, Doctor Doom is running amok on the planet, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer,
X-Men,
all that. X-Men. It just sounds That is the way it should be.
Yeah, and actually, you saying all that makes me realise, yeah, I don't need another Avengers film for a while. Yeah, I need to see all of them. And I just
had their time, and I'm ready to move on to more fantastic sides of the Marvel Universe. And that, if that doesn't happen, I mean, I hope whatever they do. I mean, it is Marvel, and they've done quite well. But I haven't even really seen it, but I just don't like that Captain Marvel character.
Yeah.
And if we're going to have more of films in that sort of quality, then I'm a bit worried. But there's always been characters that suck, and then suddenly a new director comes in with a new voice, and then they're great.
Sure, look at Thor. His films weren't great until...
I'm always hoping to give stuff a chance. I'm just not a huge Brie Larson fan. I think she's a bit of a wet blanket when it comes to acting.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got Miss Marvel coming as a TV series, and that could be great. That could...
Yeah, you know, I really hope Shang-Chi Master Kung Fu is, like, just the dopeness. Yeah, I am excited to see stuff. There are some movies... I'm not particularly excited for this Doctor Strange movie. I have to wait to see a trailer, to be honest.
Oh, I think the multiverse thing...
I think he's quite boring in terms of the Marvel Universe right now.
A little bit, but maybe that's what he needs. He needs, like, some sort of multiverse adventure and different worlds and different...
Yeah, like, the fact they said horror, that sounds, like, really exciting.
Yeah.
And promising. What's the other ones? Blade? I hope Blade's dope.
We've got some great stuff in the cards, dude. I think the ones that I'm least excited for are Bucky and the... Well, I mean, Winter Soldier and Falcon, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
You're not looking forward to that?
If it's done like Captain America 2, if it's done like Winter Soldier, then I'm on board. I want a spy thriller TV series, which is... I just don't want it to be like, I'm Captain America now, and I'm Winter Soldier, and we're going to team up, and we're going to fight the bad guys together. Like, I want sneakiness, I want secret files, I want
Metal
lies.
Metal Gear Solid, but with those two dudes.
Exactly, Metal Gear Solid is a great pull on that one. And I also want them to fuck with Bucky. Like, you know how he has those trigger words? Like, they've got to bring that in there, right? Where they can turn Bucky, you know, into a killing machine again. I think there's a lot of potential.
I would also like to see Bucky take up the mantle at least for a couple episodes or something.
Yeah, get the shield.
In that classic costume with the gun and the shield. I love that Bucky Captain America costume with the black. So
yeah,
that's got a lot of promise. To be honest, I think the one I'm least looking forward to is Loki. I'm sure it's going to be fun, but I'm not in love with Loki like everybody else. I think he's fine.
Yeah,
but...
no, I agree with you. I'm with you on that one. I'm not a massive Loki fan. It's like, to me... He was great to begin with, but he's really now with all of these other great movies that have come in, he's just kind of like it's that guy from the first.
It was like the least interesting part of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, he works really well with Thor when they're having that banter with, like, as kids, and then he turned into a snake and he scared me. Like, I loved all of that. But that's Chris Hemsworth carrying all of that more than it is Tom Hiddleston. So yeah, I agree with that. I don't know about WandaVision. Like,
WandaVision better be King's Vision book.
Like, yeah.
If it's that field, then that could be incredible as well. I'm not really looking forward to Ms. Marvel, to be honest. I don't know much about the character, and when she's in stuff, like, I'm not super into her powers or the stretching stuff. I'm very happy there's a character out there that represents females, and also, you know, her religion is and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I'm all for that. More representation of new characters as well, because she's a different character. Like, I really like when they create new characters instead of pigeonholing characters on top of other characters that have already been established. I'm all for that, and it's great. I just I've never really read her stuff. I've drawn her a couple times, and I don't know, it just seems more like teeny to me.
Yeah, no, I agree. Well, we'll just have to wait and see, won't we? But there's lots to look forward to. I mean, also Black Panther 2, I know you weren't the biggest fan of Black Panther. You liked first.
I didn't like the first Black Panther, but I liked the universe it was set in. I like Wakanda. I love...
But the first act, though, that first act is brilliant.
It is. The moment they kill Claw, the whole movie goes completely downhill, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I really like that universe and that world, and I would like to see more of that just done a bit better.
Well, now they're talking about Namor being potentially the villain, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's interesting. Namor's really cool.
Yep, so...
Namor.
Do you say Namor? I've heard Namor. I say Namor. I mean, whatever. Right. Namor, the Namor, potato, potato.
You say Namor and I say Namor, Namor, Namor.
So, in other, the last bit of Spidey news is that I've just read a comic book recently that came out that is written by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, yeah, I saw this yesterday.
And his son, Henry Abrams, right? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it a go. And the art's really cool. It's drawn by Sara Pacelli.
Yeah, great artist.
She's a great artist, yeah. So I gave it a go. And do you care if I spoil it?
No, please go ahead. I want to read it. I am interested to know.
For anyone out there that cares if I spoil, then...
spoiler warning.
Yeah, spoiler warning. Skip ahead like a couple minutes. But so the book premise is Spider-Man in his, like, I don't know, his 40s or something. But it starts with him being really beaten up and MJ coming to him and she's, like, you know, trying to pick him up and stuff. And he's pulling, like, one-lining quips. And it's actually, it's quite J.J. Abrams. Like, it really is. You're like, I could see him doing this as his Spider-Man movie, which I guess that's kind of what he's doing in the comic book version. But then suddenly this, what's weird, and I know that this is the whole thing about this book, this giant robot creature shows up and kills Mary Jane in front of Spider-Man and chops off one of Spider-Man's hands in the process.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and that's when I was like, where's this going, Abrams? Like, what are you doing? So then we cut to the future. We cut, like, 20 years into the future. Not 20 years, like, I think, like, 13 or something. And
so he's in his 50s now?
So Spidey's got... No, so he's not in his 50s. I'm saying he's in his 40s now. Right.
Oh, right.
Like, and Spidey's got, like, a metal hook for a hand. It's really weird. And he hasn't been Spider-Man since. And he's got a son. And his son is, like, 13. And his son, or 12. And his son doesn't know that his dad was Spider-Man. He just knows that his mum died when he was very young. And it really took a weird turn. It took a weird turn from the get-go.
This sounds like, you know what? It makes sense because he's a fucking Hollywood guy. I also don't like J.J. Abrams because I hate his Star Wars universe. Mm-hmm. But it's the type of shit that Hollywood does, where it's like, Spider-Man, well, I have this story about a man that loses his hand. Maybe I could just pitch all that into Spider-Man.
The final bit of it is the kid's, like, in the attic, and he finds...
No offense to Marvel, who I work for, and everything,
and he finds... Yeah, but if J.J. Abrams comes to you at Marvel, you're going to be like, yeah, write whatever you want, because it's J.J. Abrams, right?
Why a story about him having his hand chopped?
I don't know, and losing MJ, and the kid finds his dad's Spider-Man costume in the attic, and then he's like, oh my god, my dad's Spider-Man, and that's the end of the first issue, and I was like, I'm not going to read the rest of this now.
Oh, can you please do and keep me informed on it?
Oh,
I also saw a lot of people saying, like, it's amazing and awesome, and it lives up to the hype and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, cool. What is J.J. Abrams' Spider-Man going to be? Because there is some J.J. Abrams stuff I like. I used to like Lost. I used to like...
I like his Star Trek movies.
Star Trek movies are good. I'm too big of a Star Wars fanboy to... Mm-hmm. If anybody fucks with my Star Wars, I get it cross. But that doesn't sound appealing to me. I don't understand that.
Yeah, no, I don't either. I was reading it and I was like, it's just not for me. And the whole thing is like, the kid gets in trouble at school and Peter has to come pick him up. And it's just like... The whole thing is about their relationship, and the kid's starting to get spider powers, right? Like, I guess he's inherited it through his dad.
That's fun.
Yeah, so we'll see. But I think it's because I just read Spider-Man Life. I was like, I've just gone through Spider-Man's life as, like, him in his 40s and, like, getting older and stuff. Mm-hmm. And having kids, I was like, I kind of want to go back to Spider-Man being a teenager now. Like, that was fun to have a what-if version. I don't need another what-if version right now. I just want to read Spider-Man being Peter Parker, you know, at age 20-something. That's what I want to read right now.
Then you should read Spider-Ham, coming out in December.
Yeah, there you go. The final bit of news for Marvel is Iron Man is rumoured to return in the Black Widow prequel.
Yeah, a flashback or something like that, that's fine by me.
I think, for me, it was such a great goodbye in Endgame that I kind of feel like that should have been his last appearance as that character. That was the definitive, like, Tony Stark.
I don't care. I mean, it's... And Marvel... If suddenly they were like, Captain America's young again and Iron Man's back on the scene, I'd be fine with that as well. It's fucking marvelous. They do this all the time. It's comic books.
It's just weird to then suddenly see him again after seeing him die in Endgame. But, yeah, it's a prequel. I don't know.
It's not that they're like, and Stan Lee has a, like, 15-minute scene in this one. You know, it's not a real person.
Yeah, it's nuts to me that in Endgame, because we were obviously with Downey dying, it was also, that was Stan Lee's last movie that he ever did, was Endgame in that appearance, and also Robert Redford's last film was his appearance in Avengers Endgame. Like, Robert Redford, who's such a seasoned actor, who started Cannes Film Festival or whatever.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it's either Cannes or it's another massive film festival.
Cannes, not just Cannes.
No, you call it Cannes.
No, you call it Cannes.
Is it Cannes?
Yeah, Cannes. Yeah. Cannes Film Festival.
Okay, either way.
Y'all want to come to the Cannes Film Festival?
It's Cannes.
It's in my fucking toilet. Sit on the can and watch movies on my iPad.
it's one of those big film festivals. But yeah, it's just strange that his last role ever, you know, so famous Robert Redford was like, I'm in Endgame as this random character who is in one movie as the bad guy. And he announced on set, because I've been watching the special features on my Endgame, he's like, just so you know, everybody, this is my last movie role I'm ever going to do. And, like, the directors are like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, that's crazy.
We need Daniel Day-Lewis now in the Marvel Universe, so he could retire there as well.
That's true, yeah, we do.
I'm coming out of retirement for one more movie as the Silver Surfer. I'm like, oh shit, Day-Lewis the Silver Surfer. I dyed my skin silver.
Actually, does Daniel Day-Lewis work as Norman Osborn?
Oh, yes.
He does, doesn't he?
Oh my God, yes he does. I'm thinking about Gangs of New York.
And the way
and he's... I'm an oil man and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my God, yes, he is Norman Osborn. Yes, and he looks like the Green Fuck.
Thank you. I'm here for the remainder of the podcast.
Well, he could be my Norman Osborn in my Spider-Man sequel I wrote on that previous episode.
That's true, yeah, because we originally... Ralph Fiennes is who we cast, who would also be fantastic.
Yeah, they're interchangeable, those two.
Yeah, they are. All right, so to close it out, I'm going to close it out with some... DC news. Oh my God, we never talk about DC, but the Joker movie has had so much fucking hype, and
it's way too overhyped.
I'm not excited for it. I'm not excited for the
I'm intrigued by it.
I'm not, because it's not the Joker.
I think it probably will end up being a good film, but it's a shame that they had to shove a DC universe into Taxi Driver, really.
Yeah, so... I've been reading up on it a bit, and this is DC's outer continuation of their DCEU, the Extended Universe, right? So they've called this DC Black Label, so they're going to come out if...
Oh, like the comics.
Yeah, like the comics. So if Joker does well, which I know it's going to, even though I'm not looking forward to it.
I appreciate DC doing that, being like, this is...
I do too.
Out of continuity.
Yep.
Its own like little story gives people a chance to like create interesting stuff. Is that what they have officially said about the movie?
Yep, it's their Black Label. It's not in continuation. It's not related to Aquaman or Wonder Woman.
You know what? Now I'm looking forward to it, now they've said that.
Right, okay.
Because now it is it's a what-if story. That's what it is. That's all it is. It's like Marvel what-if.
And guess what? Matt Reeves' Batman has been rumored to also be a DC Black Label, which makes me excited as fuck, because then he's going to go, you know what? I don't have to worry about tying this into this universe. I'm just going to tell the Batman story that I want to tell, which is rumored to be Halloween.
The way it should be.
It's rumored to be Long Halloween and film noir.
That sounds great.
Sounds fucking great.
How did I start this episode? I talked about continuity and having to keep up with it. And how it ruins stuff.
We've come full circle.
Come full circle. I'm all for this no continuity, separate stuff. Now you said that, I'm all aboard seeing this Joker movie. Now that it's not, they're not saying, hey, this is like the definitive version. This is just an off-world version. Cool. Sign me up.
Okay, well, we'll see. I still don't like that Joker has this like job where he just gets beaten up because he's spinning the stupid like phone sign, you know, one of those massive
arrows. We don't know the full story yet. Hopefully it won't be that
and
basic.
He lives with his mum, and then he's just like, I'm just going crazy, and now I'm scary crazy because I put on makeup and I'm a clown. Boo. Like, it's I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll be proven wrong. I hope that, because I have low expectations.
I have low expectations as well.
I hope
I'm proven wrong. And Joaquin Phoenix is an amazing actor. And he does look very Joker.
Joaquin.
I say Joaquin, it doesn't matter.
Oh, you were telling me how to pronounce can earlier, and cans, so...
That's different. That's not pronouncing. You just completely misspelled it. You spelled it C-A-N. It's not that.
No, you can say can. The E-S is silent.
Right. Thank you, everybody. This has been a great podcast. And we'll see you another time. Bye.
Yeah, the Batman movie, Long Halloween inspired, film noir, can't wait for that as well. We'll see how the Joker movie does. It's going to do well, I know it is, because everyone's hyped this movie up.
I do want to see it. and I don't want it to be sport for me, so I feel like I have to go and see it.
I guess, but we'll see. I mean, maybe this will save DC movies.
Yeah,
exactly. And maybe this will save DC movies, maybe it won't. I know, do you know what's going to happen? I'm going to have, like, an off night where I'm like, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to go see this Joker movie just to see if it's going to be crap. And then I'm going to call you the next day, and I'm going to tell you if I liked it or not, and that will make you wonder, should I see this or should I not? And if I go, it was bad for this reason and this reason, and I wouldn't spoil anything for you, then I bet you just be like, I'm just going to wait for that to come out on, like, Amazon.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. Maybe I will see it. We'll see.
Ooh. All right. So that closes out our little comic book movies and comic book chat in general. Yeah, we just decided, you know what? It's nice to just sit down and chat. We chat about this stuff all the time. So I wanted to go over some stuff with you and also obviously go over all your Marvel news and comic book news. We're going to take a little break, aren't we? Because we're going on holiday soon. We're going on holiday next week, gonna to Italy. So
Italy.
So we're gonna take a little break. So we wanted to do this episode as something at least before we come back. But when we do come back, we've got our Tablet of Time two-parter episode to review. And once we review those two episodes, we will be ending season two of the show. These are the last two episodes. So we've done.
How many seasons are there?
Five.
Okay.
So we would have done with season two.
Season a year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're going to start with season three, obviously, this year as well. So we'll be able to get into some of that. There's Doctor Strange to look forward to and all sorts of stuff coming up.
Yeah. I'm ready to ramp up this Spider-Man train because I still feel like I haven't gotten into the Spider-Man animated series that I remember yet.
Well,
season two. It's been a couple of things. Like, I had Venom and stuff and, like, season two has, we had the Man Spider. That's great. But I mean, there's still, like, I feel like there's something. It's not full yet to me.
Well, I think you're not going to get
there. I think it's because Felicia Hardy isn't Black Cat yet or something like that.
Yeah, and I don't think you're ever going to get there until we get to, like, season four or five when Captain America shows up. Because
for me, yeah, buddy.
That's when you
are. I love that episode with the old heroes when they come back and stuff. It's like the Watchmen of Spider-Man the animated series.
Oh, my God. You're so right. Even one of the characters looks like one of the Watchmen characters, like the Hangman noose with the black hood. Yeah, you're right. Holy shit. Never even thought about that. Well, we'll come back next time with probably our starting review of the Tableau Time two-parter, or possibly a special guest, because I'm currently speaking to another writer from Spider-Man the Animated Series, and he plans to come on at some point in the near future, which would be great.
Great.
So, before we go, as always, if you enjoy this podcast, please be sure to visit us on Facebook and Twitter by keyword searching Spider-Man the Animated Series Podcast. You can also email us at stas podcast@gmail.com to ask us any questions and also send in your Kingpin and Smythe scenarios there. Also, please be sure to rate, comment, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you're listening to us right now, as it helps us wall crawl up the charts and attract both new listeners and guests. And finally, you can also follow Will on his social media pages to see his artwork, stay up to date with what he's working on now, and get a glimpse into the workday of a comic book artist. Will, where can our listeners find you?
Anywhere at Robson Inc. on social medias, and that's Inc. with an I-N-K.
That's right. I'm getting good at that, by the way. I'm like, snip, snap, snip, snap. So we will be back. I'm looking forward to our little holiday getaway in Italia.
Yeah. See.
And yeah, we'll be back with our episode reviews or something of a Spider-Man the Animated Series variety and relating to that. So, Will, as always, you good, mate?
Allora.
Allora. Well, that's all the time we've got for this week. Join us next time. We'll continue talking all things Spider-Man the Animated Series. Until then, I'm Alex Robson.
I'm Will Robson.
And remember, with a great podcast comes great recordability. Bye. Yeah. Bye-bye. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Spade.
We're recording.
We are recording.
Podcasts.
And there goes Babs.
And the moment I hit record.
She's been obsessed with the neighbor's dog recently. They've been looking at each other through, like, this tiny slither in the fence. And now that's all she does all day. I'm like, where is she? And I go outside, she's like... snorting through this hole.
Well, at least he's keeping her occupied.
Yeah, but not in a good way, because she's just standing still. And then she goes, there's another dog there. I'm dead.
Are you going to get rid of me and adopt that dog instead?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
What a stupid dog, Smythe. Well, little grime.
Scout the other day, I took him for a walk, and I've been, like, even more so than usual, really, like, training him on all different things, because I like, when I tell a dog to stay, I like that dog to fucking stay, unless I tell the dog otherwise. Because I'll tell him to stay and he does, but then he'll instantly move like 10 seconds later and not even. It's just annoying. So I do this thing where I tell him to sit and I tell him to stay, and as I walk further back, if he moves, he doesn't get a treat, and I'm like, no, and then I do the whole process over again. And my whole goal is you should be able to walk as far back as you want, and he'll stay there, and eventually it will come to the point where he won't move unless I tell him to come, and then he, you know, obviously run over to me. So I did it yesterday, and for the first time I actually, like, managed to walk back at least 10 paces, and he stayed there. But he gave this, you know how you know your dog?
This is a riveting story.
But you know how you know your dog, and, like, you know, like, how they're thinking in a way, like, I know it's ridiculous. He gave this awful look where, like, he looked really sad and afraid, and he was looking around as if, like, are you leaving me here? Please, I've been abandoned once.
Oh, that's awful.
I know, and I was like, oh my god, come here. I, like, made this all up in my head, but I was like, don't worry, I'm never gonna leave you. He's like, I don't give a fuck, just give me a treat. Oh, dear. I'm sorry for my non-riveting story.
We got more riveting at the end.
Okay.
Just took a little while.
Which is like all of my stories.
You need to wrap this up.
Oh, dear. All right. We ready to get cracking?
Yeah.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Radioactive, can't say that, but I'm saying it. Radioactive, wow.
Spy.
Spice.
All right, you're only holding this up. You ready?
All right. Really holding this up. You know?
Well, you
keep making those stupid noises. It will go on and on and on.
You done?
Yes, Spice, let's do it. Hello, welcome to the podcast with we and Wobbs. That's our nicknames that we call each other. But we're actually Alex and Will. He's Alex, I'm Will. Welcome to the podcast. Ba-ba-da-ba-da.
That's your intro?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work. I think I'm going to do mine, if that's all right.
Ooh, welcome, everybody, to Webtastic Town.
Yeah. Now that we're doing video, by the way, I never realized, because we haven't done video for the longest time until you've got your laptop, but when I do my intro, you are such a cunt, because I can see you be like, and making fun of me.
Hello, everybody. And there's the big inhale, like, hello, everybody.
I always edit out the big inhale as well, because I do.
Oops,
hear.
I just took a picture because I'm an old man on Skype.
God.
But the picture, I'm having an old man moment.
Oh my god,
my internet is telling me I have these pop-ups popping up, and it keeps distracting me, and I don't know how to escape.
Does it say settings?
No, hang on.
When it pops up, because you can hit the settings button. This is another riveting conversation.
Why do I keep getting pop-ups for clean your Mac?
Because does it say settings next to it? Is it a Google Chrome pop-up?
I don't want a Mac cleaning.
Is it a Google Chrome pop-up?
Yes, it is, mate.
Okay, so when it pops up, it will say close or settings. Mm-hmm. Click on settings. It will take you to that page, and then you can see that link. And all you've got to do is there's three dots that are running vertically, and you've got to click on that, and you've got to hit remove. And once you remove it, you won't get that pop-up again.
I closed it by accident without hitting those buttons.
Okay, next time it pops up.
I wasn't listening.
Well, since this will be in the outtakes, you can go and listen to it.
Next time I click the three buttons and I figure it out. It's so, like you said, I can, you know, figure out loads of crazy stuff on the internet, and, like, figure out how to get this, that, and the other, and make video games and draw comics, but with Macs for some reason. I'm dumbfounded.
Same with your iPhone. You're like, how do I work this stupid thing?
Yeah, and my wife yesterday when I was like, she was like...
My wife? I know who your wife is. It's not like we're doing the show right now.
Oh, I'm just saying it for the other people listening.
Okay.
She was like using hotkeys to open tabs and stuff, and I know all of those on PC, but I don't know them on Mac. So I was like, "How do you do that?" And she was like, "Oh, for God's sake!" I'm like trying to show me. Oh, hang on, we got to pop up, so we click more
settings.
Riveting podcast, mate. Settings.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you should find the link on the web. When you go to a web page, yeah, you're on a web page right now. Your settings web page.
No, I'm just on settings on the web on the thing.
Yeah. So you should be able to find that link as you scroll down. I literally just did this because I had a pop-up.
Yes. Yeah. And then block.
Yeah, and hit the three vertical buttons. The three. Yeah, and block or remove, doesn't matter which.
Okay.
And you won't get them anymore, Smite.
Oh, wait. So if I just click remove, that just removes them? No, I just removed it from block. Oh, for God's sake, I am an old man.
Just remove it in general.
Just that removes it in general?
Mm-hmm. Just go away. It's done. It won't pop up anymore.
Thank you, Smite.
You're welcome, Smite. Welcome to how to use the internet for
dummies. You're not going to keep that all in the podcast, are you?
I have no idea. I may just
all right, do your intro. Let's get going.
Yeah, let's fucking get going. I'm bored of this stupid conversation, Smite. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.